two, be on all the drugs. I wasn't on any, but you should be. Holy shit, dude. Like, if you're ever going to do drugs, like, that's the motherfucking place to do drugs. Like, in every sense of, like...
All right, welcome back. Another episode of the High Rise Podcast. The High Rise Podcast is sponsored by us. Our goddamn right. selves. We fucking pay for this shit out of our own pocket. Spend our own time on this shit. Maybe we'll get some sponsors soon. But, you know, we feel like it's like our responsibility to like do this shit for you guys. Like, we're experiencing so much cool shit and we work with so many people. We're like in the mix of this shit. And we wanted to like... We definitely want to share it with you guys. Like, we're not trying to fucking do this to make money. Like, we want to do this shit to give you guys opportunities. Like we've said, we've had fans of the old podcast back in the day, like, move out here and get jobs in the industry. So if that's something you guys are interested in,
fucking keep listening.
But yeah, we're going to do just a little short one. We had Harry on last week. Fucking Aaron had a wild weekend. He went to...
I'm a little fried at the moment.
The fact that homeboy's like...
Don't quite have all my brain cells currently, but...
This should
I'm
be
feeling better than
one.
I thought I was going to feel. I thought I was going to be like, fuck today and just like not even be able to do anything. And I was like, oh, it's fine. Got some shit done, so we're good.
All right, so we're going to start this episode with a little game of yes and no featuring our boy Aaron Coffee here. So,
God.
Did you go on a trip this weekend?
Yes, that is correct.
Did you go to Las Vegas?
Indeed, I did.
Did you go to MJ BizCon?
Did not.
Did you go to the after parties?
Oh, yes, I did. Quite a few.
Did any of those after parties involve naked women?
Absolutely not. Absolutely, yes. Most of them.
Did you go to our boy Larry Flint's?
Actually, we made a stop by Larry's and it was a little... It was just a fucking shit show. There's just like 500 people trying to get in and it's just like hectic. So we're like, let's go to the other place where they have like a private... thing, you know what I mean? It sounds like the better option. So
did you guys go to Spearmint Rhinos?
Indeed. that was the second stop.
Now, was it lit as fuck?
Yes.
Did you get a dance?
Yes.
Over under, was the woman, did she weigh more than you?
For sure. She probably gonna beat my ass. She was like fucking my height, probably like fucking 30 pounds on me, just like stallion fucking woman, just like grabs me. He's just like fucking just I'm just like I'm just gonna fucking let it happen. I'm just like I'm not even gonna fight this right now. Like, it's kind of scary, but
just took the ride.
I took the ride, you just know. Sometimes ticket. you just gotta take the ride.
Take the ride. All right. Now, did you step 1 foot in the trade show convention?
Absolutely not.
Would you say
I didn't even think about it. I think Josh might have, but I didn't even fucking
I'm disappointed in Josh. Would you say that the after parties were just as, I'm fried as fuck now too. It's like the end of, we need to do this shit in the morning. This will never be done in the morning,
but
we should do them in the morning. This is like, we do these podcasts, like fucking 10 hours of work and then we sit down and do this shit in an empty house.
Partying
like,
for fucking 7 days straight.
Fried. Would you say that it was worth going for the after parties?
Yes, absolutely.
Over under, did you make over 50 connections?
Probably under. Yeah, no, I don't think I made 50 connections, but the connections that I did make were fucking fire. So that's all that matters, baby. You get one good one, it all fucking matters.
Sealing the bond with partying. Yeah. We could talk about that.
It's literally just like solidifying relationships. It's like the more I'm learning this shit, it's just like literally just showing fucking face and just hanging out and just fucking homing down and broing down with fucking someone, like, goes so far. You know what I mean? Like, you just build that bond and you build that relationship and you go party and fucking your homies. And then it's like, it's just more organic. It's not forced. It's like,
just normal people.
I'm just going to meet this dude and we're going to have fun and fucking whatever. Next thing we know, we're homies and now we're doing business. Or not. You know what I mean? Who cares? But like, yeah, I don't know. It was good. Definitely met like a lot of dope.
That
people,
was like for sure. Huge for me in skateboarding. Yeah. Like, from whatever age, like, when I used to be a pro skater or whatever. And then my late teens, I was like, fucking being straight edge and skating and going skating at fucking 1 a.m. yeah, on a Saturday and like really trying to fucking go for it. And then, you know, I was like 21, started going to like the events and started going to like video. Well, I was already going to all that shit, but I would just go to the bars and I would go to the after parties. I would go to the after party for the video premiere. I would go to the after party for the award show, whatever. And that's when I really made all these relationships. That's when you're just like farting with people. So you're farting with people in the club, and you're partying with people, and you're like getting drinks, and homies are just like, oh, how's your shoe sponsor? Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, my shoe sponsor, we should talk to you, blah, blah. And it's just, you really develop that relationship outside of just, let's do business together. Yeah. You know, like, let's get to know each other. Like, yo, what's up? What's up with your family? Where are you from? You got kids? Like, where'd you grow up? How'd you grow up? Like, yeah. Did you play sports? Like, what were you into? And next thing you know, we're best friends.
Yeah. Best friends. That's pretty crazy. Like, a lot of my, like, homies and, like clients of ours and everything is, like, literally met them through just fucking partying. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, those are the best ones. Yeah. And you don't even, and just the people that can be chill too, because that's just, like, red flags all over the place. Like, you can go party with somebody and they're just going to fucking be an asshole and just treat the
and that's when you can like see the dickhead. True colors too. Yeah, for yeah. Real. Yeah, 100%.
Like, can somebody handle themselves? Does somebody know their limits? Like, are they going to be a liability if you work with them, or right. You know, or are they going to be chill? They know how to put, like, play the role or whatever.
Yeah.
But so yeah, you MJ BizCon, like, so I didn't go to MJ BizCon. I stayed back. I literally haven't been home in like fucking 2 months. This is the first weekend I got to like stay home and not do shit. So I stayed home and just watch the stories. I watched these fools do the MJ BizCon after parties and then go to EDC, and it all looked like, I didn't think I was gonna get that much FOMO, but I was like, damn, it looked like a good fucking time. And like, I don't really party. Like, that shit's like super overwhelming and shit to me because I don't really drink, but it just looked fun. It just looked like, normally MJ BizCon, there's just like one or two shitty after parties. In this one, it looked like people went the fuck out.
Dude, the first night we had an Excel spreadsheet of parties. It was literally like Wiz Khalifa, fucking, like, I don't even know. Just, like, all these, like, dope-ass, like, crazy people, like, clubs. And there's just, like, so much shit going on. It's just, like, this one, there's more people out there than, like, anyone by far, dude. And I think it's because half the reason because of COVID. The other half is because of the Hall of Flowers thing brought more of the actual, like, weed brands. Whereas, like, before it was mostly, like, the corporate whatever shit. But, yeah, I don't know. There's definitely a bunch of people out there and a lot of fucking parties. Like, I was, yeah, it's kind of overwhelming. We're just, like, fuck, we don't even know where to go. Like, like, so much shit to do. But
so who threw the best party that you went to?
The Nug one was fucking fire. The homies that have Nug, they have a bunch of just dispensaries and a brand. They rented out, like, the Spearmint Rhino, like, private fucking shit. Spearmint Rhino is, like, the dopest strip club in Vegas as far as talent. That's where, like, all the hottest chicks are, so.
Dude, we went to Treasures or whatever.
I did lose Josh inside the strip club, but I found him, so.
That's so funny. We went to Treasures last year, and it was like, oh my god, that was the shit I've ever seen in my life.
Fucking, and they didn't play good music. Ever been. No, they played everything like, about that was fucking trash.
It was like classic rock. I'm like, dude, just so play trash. Fucking Cardi B or some shit.
Yeah, no, we had a DJ playing like all the fucking like hip hop shit. It was like fucking, it was perfect. So yeah, I would say that one was pretty dope. Weed Maps had like a crazy one we went to, but we couldn't get in.
It seems like Weed Maps is like trying to make a little comeback.
Yeah, I don't know. They had like it was like pretty fucking big event. There's a bunch of people trying to get in, and
I saw America just do some promo on IG for them. You see that? It was like super random. She like tagged Weed Maps and did a little fucking post on her, on her, like a reel. I was like, what the fuck? Like, you've never seen Weed Maps work with influencers.
Yeah, that's true. They've kind of been like off the radar for a little bit. Well, they like went public and they're kind of quiet, and I don't know. The fucking Doja Pack and Wizard Cheese Homies had a little after party. They had a fat fucking charcuterie board and they're serving like Lear comes up and he's like, dude, go get the wine. That's like fucking $150 a bottle. They just have like this like fancy ass wine, like cheese and like all this shit. That's kind of tight.
That's sick. Yeah. Wizard Cheese and Doja Pack, the flower brands here in LA that are like the real boutique shit. Like those are the brands that like all your favorite fucking brands on the legal market are looking at them. Yeah. And like trying to grow weed like them. Like Wizard Tree makes some of the fucking best weed, dude.
Some of like, our favorite strains we've had in like the last year for sure.
Like they make this shit called Zope. It's like a sherbet times guava 12 or some shit like that. And it's like, whew, it tastes unreal. It's definitely my favorite strain in 2021.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites too. That shit tastes so fucking good.
Yeah, if you guys ever see Wizard Cheese out there, they've got the RS11, they've got the Zope, got a couple other strains out there, the cream, they're highly recommended.
No one's fire too, yeah.
So yeah, you did a little MJ Busy and then you did a little EDC.
So yeah, we were planning on like, all right, we'll just go to MJ BizCon, fucking like Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll come back Thursday, fucking chilling. 2 days, good, we're good. Next thing we know, fucking, we literally just put it out in the universe. We're literally just like, oh, fucking EDC is like the same weekend. Like, dude, that'd be tight if we could get passes somehow. Literally 10 minutes, like less than 10 minutes later, Josh gets a DM from the homie like, yo, do you guys want free VIP fucking passes for the whole weekend? Like, and Josh is like, do we want them? And I'm like, yes, like, of course we fucking want them. Like, get that shit. So we got these passes. So we're like, all right, fuck it. We got free passes. We'll just go for one night. Like, whatever, you know? Josh gets a little fucking shy or whatever. He gets a little nervous. He doesn't want to go. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not missing this. Like, I'm going to go fucking rage this shit. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to turn up. I'm going to fucking figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, let's fucking go, you know? So I'm fucking like on it. I like the second I walk down the stairs into the fucking arena, I'm like, I'm fucking staying another night. Like, it was like decided like pretty quickly with me like arriving there. I was like, this is fucking crazy. I'm fucking staying. Like, I need to stay. Like, this is nuts. I don't know. I've never been to like a rave. Like, I've been to like small like warehouse raves, like a couple hundred people, like whatever when I was like younger, but I've never been to like a festival or a rave or even a concert like on this like scale, like of just like production and just like visuals and the sound and the lighting and the like, it was just like so fucking next level. Like I don't like really get impressed. Like, it's hard for me to like Josh was like, dude, like, I'm like, no, like, I'm not even like exaggerating this shit either. It's like pretty fucking impressive what they're doing with that shit. Like, just every, it's so well thought out. It's like every fucking detail from like the way the fire like is blowing out to keep you warm and it's like a trippy like thing, and then like the way that they have the fucking drones come out and the fireworks go off like at certain times, and like every stage is like designed to certain, like, it's just, I don't know, it's crazy. You feel like you're in a video game. Like, it's like just a big playground for fucking people on drugs, like, pretty much, you know what I mean? Like, they know everybody there is fucked up tripping on something, so they just like play into it as hard as they can. But I thought it was super cool and super smart how like they're so on top of it with like the fucking like safety shit. Like, they just have all these like volunteers like everywhere, just like walking around, just like, you guys okay? Like, you guys good? Just like all mellow and calm, and just like people are literally fucked up, dude. Literally just like,
yeah, how was that? Like, how was that? Were there people that were just like,
oh, good? Like, you know what I mean?
Was there people that it was just like, bro, insanely obviously fucked up?
We were walking in, bro. The second night, it was like 9 o'clock. Like, the shit barely starting. Like, walking up, this dude's literally fucking unconscious up against the fence with just throw up, like, all over right here, unconscious.
And nobody's even.
And no, there's people there, like, medical people there, like, trying to get help, like, waving down the parrot, like, whatever, like. But dude, yeah, that was like walking in. Josh is like, what am I fucking getting into right now? I'm just like, yeah. Then we get in there and just like, dude, people are just going for it. Like, every single goddamn person there is just like dancing all crazy, just like running around and just like crazy outfits. And there's like cars is like shaped as like mushrooms, like driving around and just like, it's just like the trippiest shit ever, dude. Like,
dude.
And there's just like, you gotta go through like little hallways and like little like corridors. There's just like strobe lights with like fucking fog. And it's like, you like go into the like corridor thing and there's like little private like dance circles like in the fog machines and shit. It's like people just like getting it. Like, I don't know. It was fucking like pretty wild. Like, it was like, I don't know. I'm not even like a raver, like into raves, but I was like fucking super hyped on that shit. It was like super dope. Like, I don't know. This is crazy.
Yeah. That's like my shit is I've never really been into like the EDM music. And but after seeing your stories and shit and how crazy it was, I was like, dude, I want to go out there and just like, you guys just like laid on the hammock for like hours and just like looked at the shit. Like, that sounds sick. Like, I haven't really thought of it as like I know that all the activations and everything are like amazing and they're just out of this world, but I never really thought of it like, I always thought of EDC as going and I want to go see this DJ and I want to go here and go to this stage and go to that stage, like on some fucking Coachella shit.
Yeah.
Even Coachella, the installations and stuff at Coachella look insane. No,
so Josh was saying, he's like, that they fucking shit on Coachella. Yeah. Like, the production is like not even close. Yeah. Like, yeah, I was like fucking blown away, dude. Like, the production, I was just like, and I'm just thinking like, because my brain just starts going like logistics. Like, how do they book the shit? How do they get the talent here? How much are they paying? How much is this, that, da, da, da. 400,000 attendees, bro, times general admissions 300, VIP's 1,000, the campground shit's 2,000, drinks are $15
each. So what, you can camp
like,
there?
That's literally fucking $250 million night. Like,
what does that mean?
So they have like, a campground.
So you can camp there.
You can,
so
bring, you gotta pull up your RV and like fucking just camp on
the
actual lot.
Which is the way
lot.
To go,
but it's not,
because
there's no AC. Like, there's no, like I said, there's like no running water. Like, all these people are pissed because the campground was like all fucked up or something, I guess, but... Yeah,
but that's just like, insane. Like, it's at the Speedway, which is 20-30 minutes drive away when the drive when there's no traffic, and then you add the 400,000 people, and it's not like it's like a 6-lane freeway. It's like a fucking 1 or 2-lane road, you know? Yeah. So it's 4 miles away, and you could realistically, it takes you, what, two hours to get back?
It took like, it took 2 hours to go back 6 miles back or some shit. Like, it took forever. I had to pay some taxi guy like fucking $100 to fucking swoop my ass up. But yeah, it was like even if you're like not into that shit, like it's fucking dope just from like a visual perspective or just like an experience or something. Like, I don't know. It was really dope. Like, it was cool. Like, I'd definitely go back, but I would go back with a lot of like changes next time. Cause I went in blind as fuck. Like, I went in by myself blind. Like, here, I'm just going to go into this fucking thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know the fuck I'm doing. Like, and then like now it all makes sense. Like, you got to figure out how to get in and figure out what you're going to take and what you're going to just like all the shit, you know, there's like all these little things you don't think about. Like,
yeah. I saw Cassie's shit was like, this is our 13th EDC in a row. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
No, and it's like a fucking community. It's like crazy. It's like the fucking, like a PuffCon is like similar. It's like everybody's like on the same fucking shit. Like, it was like either everybody was super fucking dope and nice and cool, or they were just like fucking weirdos. Like, that was like the only two type of people we encountered. Like, I don't know. It was like super weird. But I don't know. It was cool. Like, met a bunch of cool people and definitely didn't do any drugs. I stayed completely sober the entire time.
Yeah, you'd
stayed
have to.
Very responsible. And yeah, it was fun. I got a fucking bracelet. Look.
Damn, look at you, bro. What does it say? What is it? How'd you get it?
So how funny is this? Like, what? A month ago, I turned into a fake DJ. My entire music genre fucking pretty much changes overnight to like tribal, like weird music. And then I go to fucking EDC and come back with a fucking bracelet. Like, all in a month. Like, what's happening to me? Like, I'm literally turning into a fucking, like...
Yeah, guy. He's coming like, to you're coming to my side, dude. You're going to go get, like, one of the heady necklaces that you've always talked shit on. You're going to go spend, like, $3,500. Like, fuck a Rolex. You're going to go spend $5,000 on, like, a little heady necklace thing.
It was so funny. Like, the whole next day, like, to Josh, I was just like, every time we were going anywhere, I'm like, are we going to the neon stage? Like, either just like going to get breakfast. I'm like, this is where the neon stage is, right? And it's like trying to get him to go back. Like,
it's so funny.
I'm kind of stuck that I didn't go back the third night, though. That would have been fun.
There was three nights?
Too much, yeah. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday night?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Fucking.
Wait, so you guys had passes for all three?
Yeah.
Bro. Should have flown in the fucking reinforcements, dude.
I know.
Fuck it.
I should have just switched Josh's wristband out, huh?
I would have just drove out.
I would have been stay. So lit.
Josh, take Aaron's car back.
Nah, dude. If we go like as a fucking squad, like next time and we go proper, like it would be the funnest fucking shit ever. You know what I mean? Like if we go like fucking gang, like be too lit. So yeah, that shit was tight.
We would shut that shit down. Yeah, right. We're amateurs. There's all these professionals.
Dude, I was such an amateur. I was like so out of place, like amateur guy. You know what I mean? Everybody's all fucking professional.
Everybody's
fucking
got like face
guy.
Paint
like,
and fucking.
They got their fucking
shit.
Like everything, all their supplies. I'm just like, I got like fucking cigarettes, some money, and like my passport and like whatever. I'm,
that's
like,
what I noticed. I need, like, everybody has backpacks. Like everybody had their backpacks.
Yeah. And it's like for good reason.
Like what?
Like you're there fucking all night. The last set goes on at 5:30. And then like, once you're walking out, there's like an outside area and they do a sun upset. And it's just like, then there's a campground there. So it's like, technically you just party.
So does
nonstop.
It not like, stop?
It like, what time does it like, end? At like 5:36, they kind of like, everybody kind of starts clearing out of the main area because they turn off all the music. But then like outside when you're walking out, there's like a little mini stage and there's like, but like most people honestly are leaving at like 5:36. Yeah, but then there's like a yoga sunrise thing and there's just like all this shit. Like, I know, I was like, give me all of that shit.
Okay, so... For someone like yourself who's been to EDC once,
yeah,
what 5 tips would you give to someone who's never been to EDC who's going to the next one?
Okay, fucking tip 1, make sure you have a shuttle or a reliable ride getting in and out. That's number 1, like by far. It was literally the biggest shit show getting in and out of that place. I can't even tell you. The second night we're leaving and it's like 5:30, 6 a.m. and like... super sober, so we're like totally clear-headed, we know exactly what we're doing, and like we just walk like a mile and a half the wrong way, like then we like turn around and we're just like, the sun's like completely out, I'm like in this like industrial like parking lot, like no fucking idea where I am, like no, like I'm just completely lost, and then I'm just like end up like finding this random guy in a minivan like Pam, and like yeah, I don't know, it was like sketchy. And then like, getting in was the same shit, it's just bumper to bumper to bumper, so the tack is you get a helicopter ride and it literally flies you in, flies you out, 10 minutes in and out, boom, done. Like,
yeah, I saw on some chick's story.
Gladly, like,
I saw on some chick's story issues that we follow. She was like taking a helicopter, and I'm like, damn, bitch, you got it like that?
Yeah.
And then I just didn't realize that it was like, Like, for real. Okay, if you go to EDC, you get all the VIP shit for free because you know somebody or whatever. You don't have to pay for the fucking tickets or anything. You might as well pay the fucking $800 for the helicopter.
Yeah, for real.
Is there going to save you, like, 6 hours?
And, like, I didn't even think about it as, like, a fucking convenience thing or anything. I was just like, oh, these fools are just trying to flex in the fucking helicopter and, like, whatever. Like, that's cool, but I'll just take the fucking Uber. I'm not tripping. You know what I mean? And then, like, I'm like, as soon as I get in the line to the Uber thing, I'm like, I get why they're taking the helicopter. Yeah, it's like way more practical, way smarter, like way more just like, yeah, definitely taking a chopper next time.
Okay.
So that was one. Two, be on all the drugs. I wasn't on any, but you should be. Holy shit, dude. Like, the first night I was just like, dude, I wish I had like all the drugs right now. Like, it was just like, if you're ever going to do drugs, like that's the motherfucking place to do drugs. Like in every sense of like, I don't know. It's like, there's literally people everywhere looking out for you. Everybody there is looking out for everybody else. There's the visuals, the stimulation, the sound is like next fucking level. Like, it's just like, if that's where you're going to like do it, like that's fucking do it. You know?
And then what about, was it like drug dogs and shit? Like,
So that's the thing. So like, I may or may not have asked somebody if they had drugs. I don't think I did actually. But, and then I was like, wait, I'm an idiot. You know what I mean? I'm like, for sure. Don't, you know what I mean? Like, could be like, so after the festival, I was looking into it and like, I was just looking up like deaths and fucking whatever. And like, I forget what weekend, but like, yeah, they arrest like fucking hundreds of people with undercover cops at every one of these fucking raves. Like, there's undercover raver homies walking around. Yo, you need any, like, when we were walking in, like, two people, like, were trying to like solicit shit. You know what I mean? I was like, nah, whatever. And then like, yeah, I was just like, dude, it'd be too easy. Like, everybody's all fucked up and like, you're a cop, you're on point, you're just wearing some like fucking sunglasses, yeah, and you're just like, next thing you know, you're fucking in jail or some shit.
Yeah,
so, like,
way too easy.
If you're gonna do drugs, like, bring your own shit, fucking whatever, make sure it's the right shit. Like,
yeah, plus
they don't really search you well at all. Like,
really?
It was very minimal search. Didn't have any drugs on me for sure. And like, they didn't search me for shit. Like, it was just like,
you have to figure, like, 400,000 people.
Yeah.
Everybody has backpacks. Like, we're going to thoroughly search all four. Like, okay, you ain't got a gun. Get your ass in here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, fuck the drugs. There's no fucking guns. Like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, onward.
Yeah. So Jean was telling me at this festival in Europe, they don't allow alcohol, but they allow whatever drug you want. And when you are entering, they check you in. So they're like, oh, you're taking fucking heroin and morphine, so they like know what you're taking and they can keep track of everybody's like shit. So if somebody like overdoses, like, oh, we need, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I was like, that's crazy. Like, some fucking European shit
that's
sure.
Like, some just regulate that bitch instead of just making it illegal.
It's,
and
like, you know, everybody's fucked up on drugs. Like,
it's like, cool, this dude has this, like, you trace the fentanyl or like whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
dude,
and there's
crazy,
like, fucking carnival rides, and yeah, it was wild.
Tip three,
all right, so do drugs, get a ride in there, take a helicopter in there. Bring a little bag. Like, come prepared. Like, have all your shit. Like, I don't know.
What do you need? Like, clip bars and shit? Like, what do you need?
Dude, just like, yeah. Just like, I don't know. Just like lighters and cigarettes and just like gum and just like little, like, a hoodie and a bean. Like, I don't know. Like, I was like, I got cold one night. I didn't have like anything extra. And then like, I didn't have my fucking lighter one time. And then, I don't know. I just didn't have like all the shit I needed. And like, you're just there for like 12 hours. Like, just go prepare. Like, make sure you have like all your shit and you're like, know what you're getting into or whatever. And then the other thing is like, you're not going to have any service. So, like, I went in there, like, I'm like, I live off my fucking phone. I don't even try to be a real person. I'm just like, I'm not fucking, my phone will guide me through life. Like, anywhere I need to go, like, I'm gonna type address, it'll get me there. I'm hungry, it'll give me some food. Like, we're fucking Gucci. And so I get in there, I have no service. I had an entire itinerary, like, planned out with, like, all the fucking sets we wanted to see. And, like, my homie was there with backstage passes waiting for us. Couldn't find him because I had no service. So it's just like, if you're trying to like meet up with homies there, you have to have like a meeting spot and a time or something. You can't just like go in there blind because like there's literally no fucking service at all. Number five, fucking, I don't even know. Fucking enjoy it. I don't know.
There you go. You heard
it. Take it all in. Make like bounce, like go see all the shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much shit. Like, definitely like walk from thing to thing and like experience each individual thing. Cause it's like crazy. Like, you'll go to one stage and it's just a completely different vibe than if you walk like 30 yards to the other room. And it's like, you like go into like the drum and bass and it's like all fucking like homies are just like fucking get lit. And then you like go into the other shit. And it's more like fucking rah, and like people are like head bashing and shit. And then you go to like the hip hop shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. Like, me and Josh was like laying in this thing and there's like a stage right here, a stage right here, and like a stage behind us. And it was just like all three DJs were just like blending into each other. And it was so loud. Everything was just vibrating. Just like laying this thing. Everything's just vibrating. There's fire shooting out at us. There's like a 100-foot owl, like fireworks show thing. It was just like, they just like stimulate the fuck out of you. It was just crazy. It was wild.
Well, I'm fucking sold.
Yeah, we're going.
I'm sold.
We're going back.
I'm down. So anybody out there want to give us some VIP tickets for next year?
For real.
I'll pay for the chopper.
Okay, no, we so need free tickets. I'm getting us in there already. So the reason how we DJing? Got there, that part too, like I could have 1,000,000% put down like a dope ass little thing and like it would have been fucking dope. Like I'm fully fuck everyone. I'm fully convinced I could be the most cracking fucking DJ in North America. Fuck
and,
everyone.
And not even know how to play music at all. I think we could do it. What do you guys think? We're already on a mission. This dude already played one set. Santa Monica Boulevard. Sunset Boulevard. The fucking Trucadero, whatever the fuck it's called. This dude already played a set. We got Vegas coming soon. New York, London, Paris. DJ Bread Winner. After you take the acid in the mushrooms, he's DJ Bread Tripper. When we're in Spearmint Rhinos, he's DJ Bread Stripper.
No, I mean, yeah, I got the Deja Vu set coming up too pretty soon.
So
keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking.
That's it.
Quite the weekend, my friend.
So there you guys go. You know, if you guys ever want to go to Vegas, MJ BizCon, for all you rookies, you got the advice from a beginner himself.
Don't go to MJ BizCon, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Literally just go hang out around it. Go to the bar and go to all the after parties. Schmooze. Mingle.
Go meet some people. But that's going to be it for this week, guys. We'll be back next week. More.
I'm going back to EDC.
We're
going to
be podcasting from Vegas. We'll see you guys next week. DJ Bread Tripper coming from Beverly Hills.
Keep pushing, guys. We out.